I shall not want. Why? Because a shepherd's job is to take care of the sheep. And so, and we'll look at the different things that they do, because he talks about it. And God, he's trying to help us to understand who God is. And he's saying to us, first and foremost, what? He is like a shepherd. And so, therefore, he says, if you know him, because he's a good shepherd, he will take care of you. That's good news, by the way. Shall I try it again? If that's the case, he will take good care of you if you're one of his sheep. Amen? Yes. That's true. And so if you don't know God, then I'm telling you, first and foremost, he is good. And he takes care of those who have made him Lord.
Amen.
That's good news, by the way. Okay? Verse 2, he says, and he makes me to lie down in green pastures. What does that mean? He provides for your needs. He sees to it that your needs will be met. So if God is your shepherd, he will provide for your needs. So if you don't know God personally, let me tell you, one of the things he will do is he is a provider. How many of you know that to be true? I'll put two hands up. I know he takes care of me. We had a testimony of Abigail this morning with the deal with the car. The funny part was we just trashed the old car that they had, and her car was my old van that I have had for 25 years. And she only kidded with the mechanic, saying, hey, if you find a good one, let me know. But as soon as the mechanic, by the way, it's not a Christian, but as soon as we left, he called me and said, Roy, you never get, the oddest thing just happened. I had somebody leave and say they don't want to put any more money in that car, and they will almost give it away. I don't believe that was a coincidence at all. That she had said, if you find one, let me know. And a few minutes later, that's exactly what happens. And it's an amazing car. It runs really great. And the air AC especially runs great, and which is for her was very important. And God provided her need. By the way, was it really a need? It was actually more a want. And he provides even our desires. In this case, God provided desire right away. And he wants, because he's a good shepherd, he will provide our needs. And it says, when it says, and lead us beside still waters. By the way, I understand with sheep, if you have them by running water, they have a hard time drinking it. So they really need still water in order to be peaceful to drink it. And so, it says, he not only provides my food, but it provides my drink. In other words, God provides all of my needs. And so if we have made him our Lord, then he will provide for us. Amen?
Amen.
And I know that to be true for me and my family and many others.
Amen.
So as he goes on to help us to understand what the Lord is, it says, he restores my soul. What is that talking about? Oh my goodness. He will come in and refresh our being. By the way, our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. When we're wiped out and we've had all we can take, you know what God, we need to do? Come to God and say, hey God, will you restore me? Because you said you will restore my soul. And part of the reason I'm speaking what I am this morning is because of God taking care of me. Okay? A number of months ago, I noticed something growing on my shoulder. It was like a finger starting to grow up here on my shoulder. And I started going further and further, and I said, I need to go to the doctor and see what this thing is. So I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, I think I need to have an x-ray taken of it. And so I went, she gave, lined me up her x-ray that same day, and I went and got an x-ray, and she said, okay, it's not a bone, which I don't think was what she was hoping for. I think she was hoping it might be a bone. And she says, so that means I need to refer you to a doctor. And she referred me to a doctor, and I went to see the doctor, and he said, well, what I need to do is I need to have you have a whole scan with dye and without dye so we can determine what it is. I said, oh, it could be cancer? And he says, yeah, it could be cancer. And one of the things he did, he said, which hand is your writing hand? Well, it so happened to be on my writing hand that it was happening. And so I began to become a little concerned because he said, you have to go have blood work done to see if your kidneys are strong enough to handle the dye versus all that kind of stuff. So I went and it took us 3 days to get in to get the blood work done. And then I didn't know it, but it ended up taking more than 2 to 3 weeks to get it back because it's special blood work. They had to send it up to North Carolina and so on and so forth. So I went through this whole ordeal of getting the blood work. And there were times I laid down and the enemy whispered into my ear, he wanted to know if you wrote with that hand. You might lose that arm. However, what do I know? God will come, listen, and he will bring peace and joy in all of that because he is a good shepherd.
Amen.
And David had experienced that, and he was speaking from his experience and said, hey, he's one that will calm your soul. More than that, he will provide all of your needs.
Amen.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, and he will, and he will restore my soul. He will lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In other words, he will help me to do what is good and right.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful that we don't have to do it on our own?
Amen.
How many of you are thankful for God's Spirit speaking to us and leading us and guiding us? I am so grateful that we don't have to try to make it happen on our own because he is a good shepherd. The cool thing is, when I would begin to, the enemy would try to give me lies of concern, I quickly knew that it wasn't a lie, it wasn't true, and I went to the Father of Truth.
Amen.
And he's the one that began to have me quote, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
Because what's saying about who God is true.
Yes.
Okay? Satan can only lie. God always speaks the truth.
Amen.
And so the scripture this morning, as it describes who God is true, and anybody that contradicts it, they are part of a lying spirit because God is what his word says he is. So it's important when we find the enemy saying something contrary to what God says, what do? We can identify that as a lie.
Yes.
And all we need to do is go back to God's word. And by the way, during that period, I kept going back to what God says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen. Amen.
And went on down through it and began to declare that because it is true. He says, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Hallelujah.
The Bible doesn't say we aren't going to go through some tough stuff.
That's right.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the truth.
Yes.
Be exact. Jesus said, on this earth you will have troubles. Anybody ever have troubles? I did with my shoulder. The question was it cancer or was it something else? Okay? And so God doesn't promise us a trouble-free life. He's saying, listen, when you have troubles, I will go through the troubles with you.
Amen.
Have you ever had to face something that was really tough and had to do it all by yourself?
Yep. Yeah.
God is saying, if you will just give me my place in your life, you will never have to go through it alone because I will be there for you. And I will give you peace to your heart. Because that's who God is. Okay? And even if I do walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And we can, listen, in our times of trouble and uncertainty, God promises us he will be with us and he will not leave us nor forsake us. Amen? Let's go on. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You know what the rod and staff are used for? To guide and protect. And he said, listen, I will guide and protect you if you'll let me be Lord of your life.
Right.
And all we have to do is obey him. And he says, I will walk you through, even if it's a valley of the shadow of death, I will walk you through that, and you don't have to be afraid.
Right.
I'm thankful for God's truth. How about you? I know I was when Satan was trying to get me to walk in fear. I refused to walk in fear. Here's what God says he will do. Not only will he be with us, he says, and you will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Basically, what he's saying is, as those who don't like you look out, I will bless you.
Amen. Amen.
If you have people that just don't like you,
yep,
and they treat you like trash,
yep,
and God is saying, if you will have the right attitude towards me and give me the rightful place in your life, what I'll do when the time is right that it will challenge them, I will prepare a table of blessing in front of them that they can't deny. And we don't rub it in people's faces because hurting people
hurt others.
And so when God does that, he doesn't do it. By the way, you know what we can do is invite them to partake of the table,
yes,
with us.
Yes.
You, it says, and you anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. Basically, the anointing was to take care of any bugs or diseases or anything that was contrary to good health for the sheep, and it was to strengthen them and help them and refresh them. And God is simply saying, God will refresh us, he will renew us, he will strengthen us if we will simply have our walk in a relationship with him. He says, surely my cup runs over, in other words, I will have just enough to make it.
No.
What does that mean? He says, I will give you more than what you need because God is good. And not just because we deserve it, sometimes only because we need it. Because God's good to the sinner.
Yes.
Isn't he?
Yes, he
yes.
is.
If he wasn't, we would be in trouble, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You realize that when we come into a relationship with God, it's because his spirit draws us.
Yes.
Okay? And it's not because we're good, it's because we need him.
That's right.
So he draws us into that relationship because he wants to be Lord.
Yes.
Of our life, so we can have a relationship with him. And he's telling, as David is revealing who God has been to him, it's a reminder to us, and it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of my days. God promises to be good to us. And by the way, I want to go back to he's even good to sinners. He exactly challenges us in Matthew 5, say, if you want to be like your heavenly father, he lets it rain on the just and the unjust. He lets the sun shine on the just and the unjust. In other words, he loves the sinner, he doesn't love the sin. And the reason he doesn't love sin is because sin brings destruction. Okay? And it separates us from him. And so, therefore, he hates sin, but he loves a sinner.
Amen. Amen.
It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. In other words, this relationship with Him will go beyond this earth and this lifetime. That we will end up walking in a relationship with the living God for eternity if we will enter into a relationship with Him. Good news. By the way, there's no losing with Him. Okay? Anybody that thinks you're losing something if you come into that relationship with God, you're deceived. Okay? Because you don't know who God is. However, if you go back and read this every day for a while, hopefully it will sink in and you'll realize to have a relationship with God is probably the best possible place I could be.
Yes.
And that's what David declared about him and his relationship with God. The rest of the story on my shoulder is I went to the doctor, or I went to have that scan, and they did the scan, the first one was without the dye, and we got done. He says, well, we got to be sure, so he went and talked to the doctor, and the guy comes back. He says, we got to do it with the dye. He said, we'd rather not do it with the dye because it's hard on your kidneys. But so he did the scan, he came back, and I love the verdict because he said, you have nothing to be concerned about. It was, what a good report. Amen. Yes, what a good report. However, all it did was cause me to come back to appreciating my relationship with God.
Yes.
In a difficult time, in an uncertain time, knowing that God is faithful.
Amen.
To those who have a relationship with Him, and even to those who don't, they just don't even know what He's doing. Some of them are being blessed by God, they have no idea. I know God took care of me when I wasn't serving Him.
Yes. Yes, sure did.
And if He didn't, we'd all be in real trouble. So, next time you have the enemy whispering in your ear, trying to get you to be afraid, it's important that you go back to Psalm 23 and hear the fruit of being in a relationship with the living God. Because David experienced that. And He gave us the best description He could as sheep and shepherds. And we are the sheep of God. I had a friend that had some sheep, by the way. You know one of the things about sheep? They are the stupidest animals you'll ever find. I'm sure none of us ever do something stupid. Okay, I'm sure we don't. But you know what? God loves you even when you do. We had some up in New York. We had some friends that had sheep. They said they'll get their heads stuck out in between wires, and all they would have to do is back up, and they would be free. They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing until you have to go there and take them out of the wire because they're so stupid they don't even try to back out. I'm sure that none of us are that stupid, are we? No. Even if we are, listen, if He is your shepherd, you're all set. Amen? Because He says, I love and care for my sheep.
Amen.
I thank God for His goodness and faithfulness. It's interesting because last week, you know, I was supposed to speak and I didn't. I bowed out because I was feeling really poor. But how many of you enjoyed the teaching that we had? We've been waiting for months to get that video, yes. If you didn't see it, talk to the office. You need to watch that video because Angel and I have been waiting for several months to watch that, and it was a good day to do it. So I encourage you to do it. However, last week, I've been feeling worse and worse, and Last week, I was supposed to speak, but when I got here, I said, man, I'm not going to be able to hold the thought good. I'm not going to be able to deliver the word very well. So we had you watch that video. Well, on Monday, I said, boy, I just wonder what's going on with me. I mean, I just couldn't hold a thought. I just was weak and didn't have any energy. And you know me, I'm the Energizer Bundy. And so I was sitting there and I was watching Joyce Myers, and Joyce talked about one time when she had the most difficult situation she ever had because she got adrenal fatigue. And she told what it was like. And I said to my wife, you know what? That's exactly how I feel. And so we got in touch with the doctor, and the doctor checked that out, and he said, yeah, that means that you need to do less. And then he gave us some medicine to help it strengthen my adrenal gland, and so on and so forth.
And then he played basketball Friday with the youth.
Nobody knew that but you and me. I only played basketball because they're a short one player. And how could we possibly have one kid not be able to play? And so I sacrificed and played basketball. Might I confess? Hey, I'm doing less than I was. Ask my wife. I took a nap 2 days. In spite of myself, I took it. Pardon?
You're supposed to
take one every day, but 2 days is pretty good.
Who's got time for that?
So. But that's why I was so thankful that Abby could fix her own car.
Yeah.
Because that way Roy didn't have to.
Yeah. Once again, God is. I was amazed at God saying, "I want you to understand what you struggle with, so I can." It just simply means I'm doing more than I should. You know, we each have different levels of capacity, and I'm not 17.
We had talked to a nutritionist friend of ours, and she had started me on a product that she sells, and it's expensive, and I thought maybe I had 2 bottles left, and she told Roy that he needs to drink a cup of that every day. I'm thinking, holy crow, it's like $50 a bottle. Mm. Well, come find out, I had 6 bottles of it.
Thank you.
I mean, it was just God. How I had 6, I don't know, because I thought for sure thank I would God. Get 2. Again, but, God provided.
But I just... I find it amazing of God's faithfulness. I want to close with a really interesting one because something happened last week. I think it was, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday. And I was driving down the street, and I saw this refrigerator on the road, on the sidewalk, sitting there. And as I drove by, I noticed it said free. So I turned around and I went and got my trailer. And went to, backed up to the refrigerator, and I opened it up and it looked brand new. It still had the shipping tape on it, holding the shelves in place and all that inside. And I said, this is really weird. And there's a guy sitting in the driveway, and I said, hey, does this thing work? He says, yeah. I said, can I have it? He says, yeah. So I lowered it on, got it to the house, plugged it in, tried it. It's literally a brand new refrigerator, literally brand new. Still had the shipping tape inside holding everything in place. And runs. Yeah, but I went to God and I said, God, I have all I need. I said, our refrigerators are working fine, of course. Some of you wouldn't be quite as content as my wife is, but anyway. And it's one of the things I was talking to God about. I said, God, why would you give me a brand new refrigerator? And here's all he spoke to me. He said, because I'm good.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Listen. Why wouldn't we make him shepherd over us? One who loves us and blesses us and cares for us, gives us more than we need, cares about everything, will bring peace into the situations. He will walk through the tough times alone, because tough times are really only supposed to grow you in Him and cause you to come to know Him on a different level.
Amen.
And this morning, if you've never really made Jesus Lord of your life,
yes.
You need to.
Amen.
Yes.
If you make Him your shepherd, exactly what David discovered. That's why he wrote it in there, because he wanted people to know who the Lord was to him.
That's right.
And I want to say this morning, you know, we've gone through a tough time recently. It's only a season. We'll get through it and so on. But the good news is He walked through it with me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I just want to encourage you this morning. If you don't know who He really is, you need to get a copy of this and listen to it, because if you really begin to know who He is, that He'll be with you, He'll be for you, He'll stand with you, He'll go through it all, He will provide for you, He will. Why would we want to do it alone? Why would we strive to do it for ourselves? When He invites the God of all creation, the God, our Savior, invites us into a relationship, and He's only good. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Shall we give Him a hand for that?
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
God, we just rejoice and who You are to us. Thank You for being our shepherd. Thank You for guiding us and leading us and protecting us and You, all those things that David experienced in You. God, might we walk with You even through the difficult times. Even as I told this morning, You've shown Yourself faithful.
Yes, You have, Lord.
And we bless Your name, and we truly invite You to be our shepherd.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen and amen.